As promised, I have a special interview right now. Ray Salica is with me in the studio. Ray is a lifelong citizen of Knife River, and I think it's your first time in the station. Thanks for being here, Ray.
Thank you.
It's really fun to have you, and you are here to talk about a very special person and a very special place. Probably many of you know this, but there is a wood shop, a senior wood shop that has existed for a long time down by the depot. It's also connected to an art, Voyager Art Center, where there's a lot of artistry and artists working, and also to a carving shop. A lot of people might not know about this carving part, but this was really the hard work of Warren Johnson for many, many years. Warren recently died, and Ray was one of his really good friends. And Ray is here to tell us a little bit about the whole thing. So again, thanks so much for being here, Ray. And let's just start by, can you share your relationship with Warren? How do you know Warren over the years?
Well, I joined the wood shop 15, 16 years ago, and he was actually the president, and he ran the place, paid the bills and all that. But I learned a lot from him. He was a real skilled woodworker and craftsman. He knew a lot of things, and he took me under his wing, and he taught me a lot of things. So I really appreciate that.
Yeah, it sounds like he did that with a lot of people, and you were one of the special ones. Can you give us a little bit of a history of, I think Warren is pretty instrumental in starting the whole wood shop in the first place. Is that right?
Yes, he was.
Tell us about when that happened and what happened.
Well, originally the wood shop was created in the early 50s.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the land and the property was donated by the DM&IR Railroad.
Yep.
And it was deeded to the Two Harbors Senior Citizens Workshop. So the land is pretty much, deeded to us, and we're a corporation, so we own the land, and the art center was added on later in 1994, so they're in with us now. So anyway.
Both of those have been around for a long time now.
Yes. But we combined in 1994.
Okay. And who is the workshop for, or the wood shop, I mean?
Well, it's for senior citizens, 55 in years or more, or older, I should say. And all you have to do is show some interest, come down, have a chat with the president, which is me, and we talk, and if you have projects to work on, fine. If you don't, I'll find you something. If you really want to make something, I have all kinds of plans and ideas. If you want to start working, and I also train all the machines, keep the place clean, and that's pretty much it.
Yeah. Actually. Now, I've noticed that wood shop does have a lot of machines. So first of all, how did you procure all that stuff? You might have been given the property, but you weren't given the machines, I bet.
No, that was it was bought by Warren, and Warren was the instigator, maybe you'd call it?
Yeah.
The initiator. It was bought by all the things that they made and sold, and he got a grant.
Mm.
And then they got it all stocked with all the machines that you absolutely need.
Yeah, and then and now there's a process where you'll train people in if they want to learn how to make things. And do they contact you directly, or how can they, if there's a listener saying, I want to learn more, how can they learn more?
Well, all you have to do is come down and in person and say hello, or in writing if you want to, and we'll discuss. I mean, it all depends on what the proposed member wants to do. Does he have his own wood? Does he want to build certain things? Or if he doesn't have any plans to build such and such, then I have all kinds of plans for all kinds of things to make.
Tell about the things that you make, Ray. You make some beautiful things.
Well, I kind of like, I'm an inlay guy. I like different kinds of hardwoods. And I make butcher blocks, trivets, charcuterie boards, birdhouses, feeders, bird feeders.
And some of those are for sale, I believe.
Well, yes, we sell. The idea is when you become a member, it would be nice to build, if you want to build something, build two. So build one for yourself and then build one to sell out of the shop till you keep the lights on in the winter, you know, keep some money going into the kitty to pay bills.
Yes. And how do you become a member? Is that an easy thing to do?
Well, you got to come down and just register and say, either in person or in writing, say, this is, you know, this is me. I'm kind of interested in making some things or having something made if I can't do it. And like I said, I have all kinds of plans. And if he wants to make something rather large, I'm there to help.
Wonderful. It is such a neat resource down there that I think a lot of people really don't know about. Are there certain times that it will be open? Like, what are the times to come and meet people?
Well, I'm there every day by 10 o'clock, and sometimes I'm there at 9. If I got something going on, I mean, and I got a lot of work to do, I'll come a lot earlier, like 8 or 9 or
okay.
whatever. But by a minimum of 10 o'clock to noon, and then I go home for lunch, and I have people come in at 10 and 11, and we got to have a cribbage game here and there with Arnie Boogie. And then I go home for lunch, and I come back at 1, 1:30 and stay till 3:30, 4.
Yeah.
And that's the day.
Ray, what if there's a listener who's younger than 55? What would you say to him or her?
Well, right now our memberships are dwindling because our older members have passed. So we're going to waive the 55 and older now to try to get new members in there. And because it's, you know, this whole thing was created and organized for charitable education and recreational purposes. That's the whole idea of the whole shop.
Mm-hmm. And so that's what you're working to do right now,
yes.
Of rebuild it a little bit.
Yes, we got to rebuild our membership, and it's getting to the point where our membership is dwindling, you know, quite a bit, and we got to have new members. And the whole thing is, it's just a good time. It's socializing too, if you want to.
Right. And men or women?
Either one.
Either
doesn't matter.
And then can you talk a little bit? I know you're not in charge of the carvers or the art gallery, but what happens over there? Can you just briefly tell listeners?
Well, Helen Hartley is the person that is in charge pretty much over there. And they have,
There's a lot of artists.
Well, they have a lot of artists that have their own thing that they make. And they sell their products, too, and put the money back into the art center. That's our goal also, you know. You gotta sustain the building because otherwise, if you don't have any income, it's pretty tough to run a business. You know that.
Right. And then what about the carvers? I know they make some pretty amazing things, too.
They make some beautiful things, really beautiful. I'm in envy of them. I really am.
Yeah. So they're almost like, kind of interesting they're right in between you because it's art for sure, but it's also wood. So
yes.
How appropriate that they're the carvers. How many do you know how many members you had at your sort of peak?
Well, I would say close to 20, more than 15 for sure.
Yeah, that were actively working there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, really.
That's wonderful. And then if there are listeners that aren't necessarily feeling like they want to do woodwork, but they want to support this, could they become members as well?
You know, I made a sign many years ago above the door going to the staining and painting room.
Yeah.
It said, donations are accepted. Always accepted.
Yes.
And for the whole idea of this senior workshop is it's for charitable. We give money away, you know, to different, like the nursing homes and stuff like that. But like I say, it's charitable and it's educational besides.
Yes. And if you were to look into the future, Like, what are your hopes? Do you hope to do classes for people in the future, or is it more just one-on-one?
No, absolutely. We are in the process right now of getting the supposedly or maybe high school kids, but also homeschool kids that are interested in it. And also we have trainers to train any prospective member that wants to come, and you know, to train them how to run all the machines and what to do, what, you know, measuring devices, planers, joiners, saws, whatever.
Yeah. What about wood supply? Do people supply their own wood?
Right now, we got a tough time getting hardwood, dark hardwood like mahogany and walnut. You used to have quite a bit of it, but one guy from Iowa was supposed to come up with a whole trailer full last summer, and he died.
So,
there went our walnut, a whole trailer full of walnut, which would have been wonderful. But right now, we got a little left, but it's not a lot. So we almost have to start either buying wood or looking for donations of wood also.
So many things that you're working on right now, Ray. I'm so glad that you're here at the station. I hope people are listening and paying attention. It sounds like the best way to find you is just to show up some morning at the center itself, which is, how do you describe it? It's right by the
it's right next
train.
To the depot.
Right next to the depot.
On the east side of the depot.
Yep. And then for artists, do you know, are they, is the art center open at any certain time?
They have a regular schedule of who's being there. I know they're there every weekend.
Okay.
And every other day maybe. But I don't know. They have a revolving schedule where certain people go certain days.
Okay. Ray, is there anything that I have forgot to ask you? I'm speaking with Ray Salica of the Senior Wood Shop, and he's partly here to just commemorate Warren Johnson's amazing life.
Yes.
Is there anything else that you want to share about Warren before we sign off?
Well, he was a dear friend. He taught me a lot. And we were best friends for many years. We really were, even though I was quite a bit younger.
Yeah.
He trusted me and I trusted him.
Yep. And he really did create quite a legacy.
And he was a skilled craftsman, let me tell you. Skilled. He knew a lot of things. And he showed me a lot of things, and thank God I could show other people the same thing he showed me.
Yeah. It seems like you're kind of continuing his legacy by passing this on and really trying to restart the wood shop and get lots of, I think the idea of getting kids involved is just a great one too. So hopefully you listeners are inspired by this conversation to think about what you can do to promote the senior, or maybe not so senior anymore, wood shop, or the Art Voyager Art Center, which I know the Art Center is also on Facebook. So that's one way to reach them. I think it's called just Voyager Arts, or possibly Voyager Art Center. All right. We need to wrap it up, Ray. Anything else before we sign off?
Well, once again, if you have any desire to make any kind of projects or whatever, come on down. I'm always there. I'm the president of the wood shop, and I'll help you out.
Wonderful. Wonderful. All right. Well, this has been a fun interview with Ray Salica. So thanks so much for being here, Ray.
Okay. Thank you.
All right.